True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Extended cut here. Bemich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Simple question. Giants are coming to town. NFC East divisional game. Vegas has the Commanders installed as fairly heavy favorites. 6 points in a division game. Are you nervous? Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Hey, what's good, JT? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
If this was another regime, I'd be very nervous. But Dan Quinn and his coaches, his group of professional coaches, Adam Peters with his group of professional front office guys, I'm not concerned at all. It's the play on the field, because that's the one thing that they can't control, those players prep and things like that. I'm not concerned. But we always get nervous on game day, right? Right, B?
Not me.
You always get a little nervous, but the preparation is always there.
Yeah.
Don't have to get ready if you stay ready. Thank you, Pick. We do have some exciting news from the aquarium. Jeff and White Brian. So for those that don't know, White Brian is a Giants fan. Grew up somewhere. Not here.
I'm sure they heard it somewhere.
He's from Philly. He's from Jersey. He's from New York. He's a lot of things.
Yeah.
What's the bet in there, fellas? There's a big bet going down in the aquarium.
Yes. So since he is a pitiful Giants fan, loser has to eat whatever the difference is in the score of
hot dogs. Loser have to eat glizzies?
Yep. In the opposite team's jersey. So when
are you a glizzy gobbler?
When the Commanders win by 21, we will have White Brian in a
21
Commanders
hot
jersey.
Dogs.
21 hot dogs that say DJ Jeff on it.
You're going to write DJ Jeff on the hot dog?
No, I'm going to write DJ Jeff on a jersey.
The DJ Jeff jersey you have?
Yes, he's going to wear that.
All right, so Commanders win by a touchdown. White Brian, you're going to put down 7 hot dogs?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. Can't wait for Jeff to be eating some hot dogs in a Plaxico Burris jersey.
Plaxico?
Plaxico. Pray I don't shoot myself.
Is there a cap on dogs? Like if it's a 10-point game one way or another?
No, no, no. We are grown men. There is no cap on anything.
No cap.
So no cap, homie.
Hopefully neither team gets beat by 30.
Dude.
How long you have to eat these dogs?
Yeah. It would take me.
The whole show?
Yes.
You would never be able to eat 30
on
hot dogs.
On stream.
I don't want to eat 30 hot dogs, for the record. I think like 3 might be my max.
Yeah, and if it's too much bread, no bun.
You go Kobayashi style?
You got to finish them.
You got to eat the bread too? No,
All right, so next Monday, it sounds like we're going to have a hot dog party.
Eat off.
A what?
A hot dog eat off.
All right, next Monday, somebody's eating dogs. Let's get a bunch of dogs. I'll have one or two, and then we'll watch you idiots eat the point differential. I look forward to that.
That is crazy as hell.
Landfill, would you like a hot dog?
Who came up with this idea?
Who did come up with this idea?
I mean, obviously, I'd like a hot dog.
It was me.
Sounds like you.
I don't like betting people money. You know, they work hard for their money. But I'm all for public humiliation.
What the hell are you going to buy the hot dogs with? Money, right?
Bro, it's fine. Yo, I will spend money on hot dogs to see Brian eat them in a Commander's jersey.
Alrighty.
All right, so next Monday, we're going to need an air fryer or a Foreman grill or something.
Oh, we're going to figure that out.
Who's in charge of that?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, I could get buns. I'll be in charge of buns. Try to get some buns, Jeff.
Got buns, hon.
Do side benzo sit-ups. Gary is in Southern Maryland. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, it's Darren. How you doing?
What's up, Darren?
Well, Jeff wrote Gary.
And a whole lot. Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, ain't nobody nervous about nothing, man. I can assure you of that. We're going to dog them. White Brian's eating 21 glizzies, the old glizzy gobbler. And we got 53 dogs on the team, baby. There ain't nobody nervous out here in Washington. I can assure you of that. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Gary. A little bit of news out of Ashburn. This is via Matt Maiocco, a guy I've known a long time, does a great job covering the Niners. Maiocco said the Niners offered Kendrick Bourne a contract. They did not reach an agreement, and now Kendrick Bourne is visiting the Commanders today. Kendrick Bourne, veteran wide receiver. last year wasn't his best, but he was at his best, or he broke through with the Niners as an undrafted player when Adam Peters was out there.
All right.
So that'll be interesting. That'll give them a sixth wideout and a veteran NFL-level player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because McCaffrey hasn't shown it. Lane hasn't done it yet.
Well, the thing I love about them, when they bring somebody in like this, they bring somebody with experience.
Yeah.
They're not bringing you in to learn.
Bourne's going into his ninth season. Last year had about 30 catches for the Patriots. Going to be interesting if they sign him. Remember, people are like, Olamide Zaccheaus, who's that? And then he proceeded to have a really good year for them.
Exactly.
If you're a veteran wide receiver, coming here is pretty good for your bottom line when the free agency rolls around.
Especially, you got a nice QB.
Let's go to our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, you nervous for Sunday?
JT, why are you asking me that question? You should already know. It's time to go, baby. Let's get it on. I don't know what's wrong with this fan base. You can't come off last year being nervous about going against the Giants. You can have a healthy respect for the Giants, but being nervous, nah. That's, to me, that's disrespect to players like Timothy Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuels. Let's keep going on the defensive side. Luvu, Wagner. Like, these, we got a lot of problems. And I'm going to say this for last year, that first game, we went in there with a game two being played by Timothy Daniels. We all seen it. Timothy Daniels' passing game wasn't on point like that. He was running a lot. Why? Because he was getting adjusted to NFL game speed. It happened in game one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that second half of the Giants game, he started picking it up. And then game three against the Cincinnati Bengals, we all know what happened. So I feel like we need to have an intervention for these guys. You worry about injuries, stop worrying about the uncontrollables. Injuries can happen to any player, any team, at any time.
Totally.
When it happens is when it happens. That's when you worry about it. But we got, as everybody keeps saying, let AP cook. Let him cook. He's going to pick up players that we can plug and play, or we bring up our backups to try to make it happen. We march forward from there. Like, come on, guys. Like, but I got to pause you guys on the whole glizzy gobbler. Hey, D-Mitch, you wrong for that.
Hey,
pause,
they eat the gobbler, not me. They eat the glizzy, not me.
You're going to have a glizzy
I heard it. I was like, nah, I got to check you on that one. But listen, but at the end of the day, us as a fan base really got to just sit back and realize we're going to be okay. Just how you feel, any game we could lose, I feel any game we could win. There's nobody in the league that worries me.
Jeff, White Brian, call, dude. And Fat Joe. Lizzy Goblin.
I will say the second half, whatever happened at halftime for Jaden was his I can do this moment. It was the second half against the Giants is the first time we really started to see the Jaden we would get to know over the course of the year. In the first half of that game, He was 11 of 13, but only 87 yards. In the second half, I think he threw for about a buck 70. And that offense just really started to open up. Jupa, hope you're all right, man. I didn't realize you were still there. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
What's happening, JP? What's happening, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Everything is good, brother. And as far as being nervous, it is what it is. We have established a new credential in the NFL. And I expect the gentleman to take care of business, but they cannot take the team lightly, as I've called in and said before. They have a very good chance of making White Brian choke down a few dogs.
I like it. I like it.
And being nervous about things, I think the people who are asking if we're nervous might be more nervous than us because, man, it's football, and the brutality is going to be there no matter what. And I think that my Washington Redskins / Commanders will be ready. There will be opening nerves by them and getting ready for full contact football. That is only natural. Brian will tell you that. But nervous about the game, man, I'm psyched about the game because we are going to stomp them into the ground and come and get ready for the Green Bay Packers, and we're going to stomp them too. Have a nice day, guys.
All right, brother, man.
Thanks, dude. Take care. Great call. Yo, White Brian, are you nervous, especially with the hot dog bet on the line here?
No, I think the Giants have something to prove, and if they lose, it'll be close. I think they cover.
What is your honest hot dog expectation for next week?
5.
Damn, you're going to eat 5 hot dogs?
Yeah.
Wow, all right. Los is in Severna Park. Los, how many hot dogs White Brian going to eat next week?
He ain't going to eat as much as a VMI fan did against Navy, because let me tell you, Navy whooped that ass.
They did.
yeah, they did, man. Listen, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. The only thing that worries me is the fans having PTSD and walking out of that parking lot and being angry. But other than that, we should be fine. It's just, I do have PTSD. Russell Wilson is he's the starter, right, for the Giants?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing. When you have a veteran quarterback and a veteran quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, he may be old, but it doesn't matter. That's the only thing that just worries me. But other than that, get your jerseys ready, get your wings ready, go Navy, beat Army. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
If you're a big Commanders fan, you should be excited, maybe a bit anxious just to get the season started
and see what it looks like.
But I don't think you should be nervous at all. Not to
be nervous for what though? You're going to watch and be entertained. Why should you be nervous about that?
Well, like, yes, it's an NFC East game. Yes, the Giants kind of took them to the wire, especially at home last year. Every year in the NFL is a very, very different entity. And Washington can come into this thing with a level of confidence that the Giants are just all over the place, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Pat Leonard on. If you missed any of that interview, go check it out wherever you get podcasts or the Odyssey app or whatever. Like, he said repeatedly that the offense didn't look that good.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of these, you know, in practice,
but like
you don't have to punt. If you
everyone is already talking about how great their defense is going to be. How the hell we know that? We don't know that.
Our friend Lauren Ricketts just tweeted me, B. She said, I want you to ask how many Giants fans are nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be
asking.
If you're a Giant fan and you're nervous, call in.
Yeah.
Gary's in District Heights. What's up, Gary?
Hey there. How's everything, JP, Brian?
Doing well, good, man.
Listen,
doing, Gary?
I'm not worried at all about the Giants. Reason being, they're talking about their defensive line. They have Abdul Carter. He hasn't proven anything in the NFL. Remember last year when we played Cleveland? They talked about Miles Garrett. Okay, oh, he's going to be a disruptor, this and that. If you check the stats, he did not have one tackle the entire game, nor did he touch Jaden Daniels one time during that game. Now, he might have shook his hand after the game. That's the only time he touched him. But other than that, I have no worries whatsoever about the Giants. We're going to crush them.
I like it, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
Gotcha.
Appreciate it. Our guy Tay Wilson tweeted me, said, one game away from the Super Bowl, and now people are nervous about the Giants. Now begins the reign of JD5. Comandante Tequila's on the line. Comandante, are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm real nervous for White Brian chance. You might choke.
You better floss that day, Brian. Appreciate you, Commander.
Oh boy.
Let's go to Ed in Potomac. Ed, are you nervous?
Nah, the only thing I'm nervous about is if I'm gonna be able to watch this damn game on this cruise I'm about to be hitting on September 5th for my dad's birthday. Cause we're gonna be watching on somebody's TV. I don't care if I gotta sit on the top of the boat. But look, I'm not nervous. It's what comes with a team when you are finally good, right? Everybody headhunts you. You just made the NFC title game, okay? You are no longer on the graphic. If I'm not mistaken, the only team on the graphic to not make a title game right now is the Dallas Cowboys. Ha, ha, ha. So, we have nothing to be nervous about. We have JD5, the man that won several one-score games or so last year. And I'm not asking to do it again. But if Giants fans think they're going to come up there and touch my quarterback, please, you better watch out. We're going to have the fans on you. Because that's what our offensive line is going to be called after that game. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate you, man. I think, by and large, Commanders fans seem pretty good. Not too nervous. Steve is in Portsmouth.
Steve,
how you feeling going into Giants week?
I'm feeling good, fellas. I think right now, with JD5, and showing us what we saw that first drive at Baltimore, I think Kingsbury has the scheme. And all we got to do is stop any run threat and halfway stop that pass. So I think they're going to come out with a scheme. I think we're going to do well. And it's the Commanders / the Redskins. And throughout the years, I've always been nervous about them, but that was why I love them, because they keep you coming back.
All right,
thanks,
bro.
Bud. Appreciate the call. I got a question for you, B.
Yep.
How many Giants fans you think will be in attendance?
Yeah, a good bit. Giants fans,
80-20, 70-30, something like that?
80-20.
The myth.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Giants fans especially, as people are like, oh, you know, they just travel down from New York. They live here.
Yeah, they don't travel.
There's a zillion people that moved from New York and Jersey and just live here now. Mm-hmm. And they're still Giants fans. Vince Bartosi,
they just
Giants
like White Brian.
Right.
They just live here.
Well, White Brian followed his wife here, right? Isn't that how you landed here?
Yep.
I know a zillion kids that I grew up with that are just Giant fans.
Mm-hmm.
My Bartosi grew up here in Chevy Chase, Giants fan his whole life. Like, they exist. Papa, you know my boy Papa? He's
Papa's
a New Yorker.
A Giants fan?
He's from New York, but he's raising his kids as Giants fans. He told his wife, they can have the caps, they can be Wizards fans, they're going to be Giants fans. Giants fans are here, and they will be there on Sunday. But
yeah, they will be.
They'll be pretty quiet if there's not much to cheer about. 100. They're not coming in. Like, when the Eagles fans come to town, and granted, that's not till week 16,
yeah,
they're going to be loud in your face. I have a feeling by the time the Cowboys fans come to town on Christmas,
they might be a little quiet.
They might be kind of quiet. Giants fans will be ready. If you give them any sign of life early in this thing, they'll be ready to rock. But I think it could be a quiet afternoon. That offense does not scare me much. They got a good defensive front.
Yeah.
But Washington's got Jaden and they've got Cliff. And they're good at mixing it up.
Yep.
When we return, Cal Ripken Jr. joins the program.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for a kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? So visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.